Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God is trying to have a relationship with you. And he's willing to have a relationship with anyone who will come to him through his son, Jesus Christ. But people who curse God, people who don't believe in God, people who avoid God that you have walking with you, the question is, how can two walk together except they be agreed? The scripture is saying, how can two people walk together unless they agree on the direction? Now, you need to think about what I'm saying today, because the message is all about recognizing evil. We are all being called upon to get along. Our government has tried to be cozy with those individuals who terrorize people in Israel. I'm not getting political. I'm just telling you that a person's behavior helps you to realize just how high your boundaries really should be. You're not getting in here. You may be able to walk in front of my house, but you're not coming in the door. Now listen to what the Lord says, and this is profound. The Lord says, get away from unbelievers. I know this is not a message you guys are used to hearing. Because if you live in this world like me, you are being called upon to dumb down and to just accept people where they're coming from and to embrace them. The Lord says in verse 17, you better get away from them unbelievers. One of the reasons is because they're going to be judged. You don't want to be holding hands with somebody when God's about to judge them. Because if it's their day for judgment, guess what? It's your day for judgment too. Because you're holding hands. Now, I mean, maybe you'd be all right and just lose a hand. I don't know. I don't want to take the chance. The Bible says, God says, separate yourselves from them. Have nothing to do with anything that is unclean. And then I will welcome you. Then it's you and me. See, God says it's you and me if you leave them behind. But you can't come to me with them if they're not willing to submit to my lordship and who I am. Now, often people are reluctant to tell others that they're associating with about their sinful behavior. Come on, we might as well tell the truth and yet let the church say amen. It's hard to tell somebody. you sleeping with that person is not your wife. And you got a wife. And I didn't just hear this through the grapevine. I know both of them. It's hard to tell somebody that. See, it's difficult to tell a person the truth when they are too close to you. See, this is what the Bible is saying. We're reluctant to just tell the people. You've got people on your job working right next to you, elbow to elbow. But how many of you have said, you know, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, you're going to hell. Hell is a long time. It's for all eternity. What is hell? It's the place where you're going to burn. You're going to burn for all eternity. Most of you don't do that. But now listen to what the Lord says. And this is what we've got to understand about God. God is not politically correct. Jesus is not politically correct. The Holy Spirit is not politically correct. And Jesus will get in their face and tell them the truth. And through his word, he does it to us today in Mark 8 and 32. He says, listen, if any of you are ashamed of my message, in other words, if you're keeping it to yourself, in these adulterous and sinful days, those are the days we're living in, then I, the Son of Man, will be ashamed of that person when I return in the glory of my Father and with my holy angels. I hope you just heard what Jesus said. If you are a closet Christian and you are a secret service saint, that's not going to work well for you when Jesus returns. Because you may say, I was simply a secret agent for heaven. Jesus is going to say, no, you are ashamed of the message. You are ashamed of the truth. You were reluctant to warn people about what is about to happen to them. Folks, listen, we're talking about how to recognize the presence of evil. Evil spirits, evil plots, waiting, things just waiting to happen to us. Things trying to injure us today. We have got to recognize evil and its influence upon our lives, even trying to influence us to shut up and not to warn the world of the wrath to come. Now, any deviation from the Word of God is evil. People are trying to change this Bible, and they've been trying to change it. And once again, I mean, we have a whole movement in churches that are trying to get different faiths together, different religions together to say, hey, at least we can agree on something. But any deviation from God's word is evil. So don't entertain it. You've got somebody who says, oh, well, I agree with that. But Muhammad says this. This is very clear. You know, we do accept Christ. He was really a nice person. Don't entertain it. Because once you do start listening, evil spirits will try to influence you. If you show that there's doubt in your mind about the word of God, evil spirits will, they'll attack your mind. See, people don't really understand. We don't recognize evil because we don't recognize that evil is coming from the spirit realm. Like I said, the police are still trying to find out why that man killed those people and wounded all. Look, they may never find out. Evil is a spiritual force. Satan is the origin of evil. Evil spirits actually exist in our world today. Let me read a scripture. Now, most of you, if you attend this church, you know I go to this scripture an awful lot. But just for you visitors especially, listen to what the scripture says. It says in Ephesians chapter 6, we're talking about the unseen war, the effect of unseen spirits. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 12, for we are not wrestling against human beings. What? The conflict is not with my boss? No, it's not with your boss. What? It's not with my wife? No, no, no. Come on now, it's not with my husband. No, it's not with your husband. It's not with my mother-in-law. No, no, no. She's a nice lady once you get to know her. No, your conflict, listen, is not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual hosts of wickedness. Spiritual spirits, unseen spirits are fighting against you, trying to destroy you, bringing conflict into your home, bringing conflict on your job, trying to physically attack you and kill you and bring sickness and all of these things against you. Even have people up in buildings shooting down on you when you're at a concert. That's the war you're fighting. You've got to take time to start recognizing evil and where it comes from. The Bible tells us, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day. stand having your waist girded with truth. Listen, we have got to start off by accepting the truth. Our enemy is an unseen enemy. It's a spiritual enemy out to destroy us. That's the first step to recognizing evil. What do we do about it? Well, you have to, number one, realize that the only one who has power in the realm of the Spirit is Jesus. Is God the Father in Jesus and the Holy Spirit. All of these different religions, these 250-something major religions, folks, none of them have power against evil spirits or the devil. Jesus said to his followers, I give you power to tread on serpents, it's representing Satan himself, and scorpions, evil spirits, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you because demons are subject to you. That's the message you want to hear.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
You want to follow the God that gives you the power to step on the devil, to step on evil spirits, to tell them to be gone out of my house, gone out of my life, gone out of my job, gone out of my boss, get on out of my boss in the name of Jesus. Now, don't say that to his face. Go in the bathroom, go in the restroom, check the stall, and then say, get on out of my boss in Jesus' name. There's no distance in prayer. You'll come back from a heated conversation and they'll be sitting there with a lollipop. Would you like a lollipop? You'll be saying, well, that's just what that pastor said in that sermon. He offered me a lollipop. May I testify? Folks, what I'm telling you is true. We have to recognize that the devil and evil spirits are the source of all evil coming against us in our lives. Any deviation from the Word of God opens the door for the enemy to come in and to destroy your life. Now, many have been deceived following signs and wonders that contradict the Bible. I remember there were some people that I knew who invited me to go and see somebody who was operating in signs and wonders, and the Holy Spirit said, don't you go. Don't you go. So I just said, hey, I got something to do. Can't go. But later on, it was found out that this individual had lots of problems in their marriage, lots of problems in every single way you can think of. I'm so glad I didn't waste my time going. It's better to listen to the Holy Spirit than to seek a sign and a wonder. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1, Paul says, O foolish Galatians, who has cast an evil spell on you? For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear to you as if you had seen a picture of his death on the cross. But now you are not following in the way. People had come after Paul preaching a different message, and the individuals in the church, not being able to recognize evil, began to believe that new message. Paul said, these people are false apostles. They are deceitful workers who disguise themselves as the apostles of Christ. But I'm not surprised, because even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no wonder that his servants also disguise themselves as the servants of righteousness. You can't believe everything you hear from the pulpit. The Bible says you need to know those who labor among you. We have been so disappointed over and over again, not only in the Christian church, but in the Catholic church, finding out that our leaders, our priests, our pastors, and the lives that they're living and what they have done, abusing others. Oh my goodness, you can't believe. You got to find out. You've got to know. That is one of the reasons why I always preach the Word of God and not my opinion. Besides the fact that my wife is always saying, no, not your opinion, the Word of God, not your opinion. I don't want, see, your wives can tell you that. I don't want your opinion. You husbands know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say let the men say amen, because your wives are sitting right next to you. But you know I'm telling the truth. All you want to do in your mind is just go, he's telling the truth. But when it's a good exhortation like that, don't give your opinion of the word. Say what it says. How many of you want to hear what God says and not what man says? Yeah. Amen. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. But there are false apostles, deceitful workers who disguise themselves as representing God, not living anything. Muhammad said that the will of Allah is made known through the sacred scriptures called the Quran. Allah revealed these sayings to me, his messenger, Muhammad. Now, his history stated that after 2 years, he began to receive other revelations. They came in different forms. He saw an angel. He heard a voice. He had a dream. In fact, history says that when he received this almighty revelations coming to him, he would fall down on the ground and begin to foam from the mouth. Oh, how spiritual. Folks, in the Bible, it tells us that demons reveal their presence in the same way or similar way. I'm just saying. The Bible says, so they brought the boy, but when he saw Jesus, the demon convulsed the boy horribly, and he fell on the ground, writhing and foaming at the mouth. There is no doubt Muhammad had a supernatural experience. How do we know that? Because there are over 1 billion people. I said there's over 1 billion people in that religion today. Folks, the truth is we cannot afford to follow signs and wonders unless they harmonize with the scripture. I'm talking about recognizing evil. In Galatians 1 and 8, it says, if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what has been preached to you, let that person be cursed. As we have said before, so now we say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what we have received, let them be cursed. I'm going to end with this today. Stay away from political correctness, because it endorses the evil of today. In fact, those who reject God's word as hate speech and outdated will soon be judged. Folks, listen, we are living in a time where they're calling good evil and evil good. Those who think that they can just do away with the Bible have been deceived by the enemy. In Isaiah 5 and 20, it says, how horrible it will be for those who call evil good and good evil, who turn darkness into light and light into darkness, who turn what is bitter into something sweet and what is sweet into something bitter. How horrible it would be for those who think they are wise and consider themselves to be so clever, who take away the rights of the righteous people. Oh my goodness. They're talking about our country. They have rejected the teachings of the Lord. They have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. But their day is coming, because judgment is coming. The return of Jesus Christ is so soon. John, the Apostle John, in the book of Revelation, where he states this vision, he said, I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. The books were open. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things that were written in the books. One book, God records our behavior on earth. What you're doing that is wrong. And even some of the right things are being written down. And another book, the other book is going to be the Bible. The Bible is God's book of laws that he established for humanity to follow. And the book of life is where the names of all who accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord will be written down. Now listen to what it says in verse 13. And they were judged. Say they were judged. Each one after his works. See, God is not going to hold you responsible for what somebody else did. So don't worry about what other people do. You are responsible for your own behavior. Look at the person next to you and say, don't worry about other folks. Pay attention to yourself. See, this is so important. They will be judged, each one according to their own works. Listen, then death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Everyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire for eternity. There's going to be a lot of people shocked that they didn't make it to heaven. Many of them are going to be religious people. I'm going to leave you with this verse in Matthew 7 and 21. Jesus said, not everyone who calls on me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. He says, on judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name. We cast out demons in your name. See, this is the religious crowd. We performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me. Listen, you who break God's laws. To have salvation, it's more than just saying a prayer. You have got to live the life. You have got to obey this book. And many are going to be deceived. Folks, recognize that when we depart from what the Word of God says, it opens the door to evil in our lives.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Recognizing Evil, Part 2. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, I thank you for these faithful listeners. Your word says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver and honor him. Father, I pray that you would deliver all those who need deliverance today in every area of their lives. We trust you today, Lord, to make a way for us. Father, you see the time in which we live. You see the difficulties in which we encounter. And we just thank you today because you are near to all those that call upon you, to all those who call upon you in truth. And so, Lord, we come through the precious name of your Son, Jesus, asking you to intervene on our behalf. We rebuke sickness, disease, pain. We come against anything opposing us and coming against us. We thank you for divine intervention and deliverance today. All in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.